This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
في قلوبهم مرض. The sick heart, the unwell heart, the dark heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us in numerous places in the Quran, فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. The hypocrisy that spread throughout them was surely rooted in their heart. And just like the tree of Iman plants in the heart, where it's a seed of faith that is in the depth of the folds of your heart, that begins to nurture a strong stem and branches of Iman and A'mal and good deeds, there is also the seed of hypocrisy that enters into the heart, that pollutes the heart and makes the heart unwilling and unreceptive to a message of truth, clarity and righteousness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the darkness of our heart and put in its place light. How do we make sure that the darkness does not continue to surround it? The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Al-Imam Muslim that whenever a human being commits an error that they have done as an intent in their relationship with Allah, they know what's wrong and they choose it. It's not out of being forgetful, being neglectful. It's a determined effort that they rejoiced in their haram. وُضِعَ عَلَى قَلْبِهِ نُقْتَةً سَوْدَاءَ. That upon the heart there is a deposit that is a darkness that begins to cover it. And every time you continue with your sins, with your immorality, with choosing that which is away from Allah, the dark becomes encrusted more and more and more with more and more dark heart. فَطَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. Their hearts then become sealed, meaning that the light of faith is not able to penetrate it, and whatever light is in it cannot shine and show itself. That the flame of faith is nearly put out. But there is hope, my dear brother, my dear sister in Islam, that the dark heart can have its crust and incrustation removed. Ala bi dhikrillah, that the remembrance of Allah, the very articulation of Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, the standing before Allah, wa la dhikrullahi akbar, the greatest dhikr is your prayer to Allah. The cleansing of your wudu that removes the sins from your limbs and from your sight and from your hearing. The standing and the bowing of before Allah, where the Prophet ﷺ said, when a man or a woman stands in their salah and they say Allahu Akbar, their sins all climb up to their shoulders. فَإِذَا رَكَعَ, when you make your sujood, they begin to fall off. And when you make your ruku' and sujood, they eliminate themselves from your being. Where the Prophet ﷺ said, تَحْتَرِقُونَ تَحْتَرِقُونَ, you set yourself alight with your sins. ثُمَّ تُصَلُّونَ فَتَبْرُدُ عَنْكُمْ, then you pray and that fire that you lit upon yourself breathes away and is removed and is cooled off you. The darkness can be removed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, your good deeds repeal, extinguish, put out and remove your sinful deeds. And there is no better good deed to eliminate the darkness from the heart than the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah and following it up with charity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna sadaqata sirr tutfi'u ghadab al-rabb, giving charity in secret removes Allah's anger and Allah's wrath, which is given in the measure of one's heart being darkened, according to the ulama. May Allah purify us with our charity. Allahumma ameen. And may Allah make our hearts alive and full of light. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen.